7th Perek of Gittin, 4th Mishnah. Lo tisyach bimoy el b'chnei eidim. If she received a get from her husband, this type of get, which is a gerushin al tanai, he should not be misyached with his wife, because we're choishish that if he misyached, maybe he's going to have relations with her, and they technically, they do the same kedushin, they're going to be remarried. Aside from that, there's a vichud for a woman who's not married, and wants a divorce and not married. So, feel even feel a shivcha. As long as they're together with them, where the male or female servant are with them, we're not concerned anything will happen. Chutz b'shidchoso. It's her private shivcha, that doesn't count. They should leave her gazpah b'shidchoso. She feels comfortable with her shivcha, and she treats her own shivcha as a nobody, and she'll do whatever she wants in front of her. Mahi b'oisin ad yomim. What is the status of this woman when she made this get that will take effect? Mia yom alach abisa. He says that she is like a regular married woman, because well, we don't know when the get will take. So some say this is talking about even a case where he said it's a get from today. If I will die, which is a chiddush that she should be also, because nachayra. The get takes effect from today, and eventually will die. Rashi explains that in Echanami, this is a new case. It's talking about a case where he says that he wants to get to take place right before he dies. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says she's constantly also, because we're not sure. That we have to chashish his nation's ish, because we don't know when she's going to die. Rabbi Yisrael and Gureshes Meinu Gureshes. He says that no, every day we're in a state of suffix. Maybe he's going to die in another second, so he's always suffering with gereshes. So the kids in Achleikis, if the situation, which it's unclear, if this will be that time of the get takes effect, do we say she's becheskes, say she's gomer, or do we say that she's in a state of a suffering?